Hello and welcome to another quick episode of Building Minnesota Rocker. We're doing a short one here for you today. This is Ashley jumping on with Brett. We wanted to really quick just go over a huge announcement that has just happened over the course of the last 2 weeks. Obviously, Activision, the league, the Call of Duty League, what we're playing in, came out with a pretty massive like format change. They've changed from, you know, predetermined matches over to tournament style. And now today they've just come out with a bunch of details on what that means, how it's going to be, like the point system and the playoffs and everything. So we just wanted to jump on here, kind of give you guys a little bit of an explanation, our thoughts on it. And as you know, as far as how this pertains to building the team, I mean, this is literally what we are going to be playing in week to week. So we thought it was important to, either if you have questions about it, let you know, or if you're new and you want to know the way it's going to work, this should help you out. And as always, we are in downtown Minneapolis in Capella Tower at our WeWork. Our facility is just about done, but we would not be able to record this podcast for you lovely people if we were not at the WeWork. So shout out to them for providing us this space. It's been awesome to be down here every day, and hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hello, everyone. It's Ashley and Brett here sitting down to kind of talk about and go through what's going on with the Call of Duty League this year. There's been a little bit of a format change, and we're excited to kind of talk about it. I think overall, we're very excited about the change.
Yeah, absolutely. Some really exciting news that the league announced a few weeks ago, right on the eve of Christmas, with the new tournament structure, some exciting developments there. Now, a couple hours ago today, the league announced the point system and how that format would work within the new structure. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We just got the information in the last 24 hours, so we're digesting it ourselves as well. But we want to, you know, share it with the Rocker fans out there and let people know what's going on.
When it got announced a couple of weeks ago, I think the general reception by the community was very positive, and I felt very positive about it as well. I think this is overall going to be like a lot better for the competitiveness, is that even competitive integrity of the league long term. However, there was like still a lot of questions. Like they didn't really fill in a lot of the gaps when that was released. And now with this announcement today, they've released the point system, and maybe you can kind of go over like what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I will say that I think the league deserves a lot of credit for making this switch, for keeping an open mind, listening to the fans, listening to the teams. As one of the new teams and the new ownership groups in the league, I will say we were not particularly vocal in either direction. You know, being a new team, we wanted to listen and hear from a lot of the, you know, and I don't want to name names because it's up to them to speak their own mind, but listen to the direction that some of the figures that have been in the scene for a long time and what they had to say. But I think clearly it was well received by the community. Very exciting format. A great blend of where the league wanted to bring things in terms of making every single match important and having a relevance, while also keeping that tournament structure and the excitement of every weekend and every single event that has been successful with this core community for a long time. So I think as we head into this inaugural season, it's a great blend, and it was exciting to see the point structure released, and we'll talk more about that for fans that are interested in hearing about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely like interested to know. I mean, I think really bookwormed the rules and everything because that's kind of like your thing. I have a real genuine curiosity, which I think might help get some, maybe just some questions of people who are like, well, what does this mean? Like, that's why we wanted to make this video, just kind of like lay it out for you guys, because it's kind of sometimes hard to tell, like just you're looking at just the writing on the wall really, and you're like, well, how does this work? So
but I'll just run through some of these key points for the fans that are interested.
Yeah.
10 points for every win. That happens launch weekend and in the tournament format. The first place team in a given tournament, the max they can get is 50 points. So 4 wins, 40 points for your wins, and then an additional 10 points for winning the tournament.
Okay.
Second place max is out at 30 points. Third and fourth place get 20 points. Fifth and sixth place, 10 points each. Seventh and eighth place, they didn't win any games. they go home with 0 points.
Damn, man. Imagine traveling.
It's not a fun plane ride home if you get the zero point weekend.
That's the heartbreak of sports, though, man. That's how it is. That obviously leads to a bigger picture playoffs, right? So is that kind of the new exciting part? I mean, I know before that we were still going to lead to like a playoff.
Yeah. So the points that teams accrue during the course of the season, those lead in standings that determine who makes the playoffs. You've got 8 teams making the playoffs. The 4 wildcard teams, slots 5, 6, 7, 8, they play. The 2 teams that win of those matches, they move on. They form the 5th and 6th spot. Then you start a double elimination tournament. The top 2 teams in the league, based on those points, they get byes. So now you're just starting, you know, your traditional double elimination tournament. So top 2 teams in the league basically get almost a 1st and 2nd round bye.
Dang.
Because they're getting out of the wild card round.
So these points are like vital.
It's huge. I mean, really every single match matters. And that was one of the goals of the league, is to make sure that these matches in February, in March, have an impact on the standings at the end of the year, in addition to having a compelling tournament format that weekend.
And just to be clear, based on what we see here in the books there that you got, the teams are balanced, playing the same amount of events and the same amount of for the same amount of points. So there's no team that's like going to be able to get the most points.
Yeah,
we're going to have an advantage.
Yeah, at the end of the season, the schedule will be balanced. Everyone will have played the same number of games.
As a hardcore Call of Duty fan, this pleases me. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about
that. There's a lot to nerd out on. It's good.
Yeah, this is like deeper than I was imagining. And I like I said, I think, you know, Activision really listening to the ownership groups involved and the fans and just like what we want as a community. I feel like this is a really good happy medium, and I'm really proud of them for doing that. So,
and I'm so excited for us to get started, open it up here in Minnesota at the Armory.
Yeah, we get a little bit of home field advantage right away. Like, I know it seems early now, but those points for that initial seeding is important. It's the kickoff of the league. We're super stoked to have it here at home in the Armory in Minneapolis. Rockertickets.gg, by the way, if you guys are interested in attending, come meet us, come say hi to everyone and see like every team's going to play. So you get front row seats to that. It's going to be sick.
Yep. If you have questions, hit us up in the comments. We will do our best to answer them.
Yes. We'll try to respond to any, if you want to reply to the tweet, the Instagram, I'm sure there's going to go on YouTube too. It's kind of just like a PSA. Wanted to get on here, be as, you know, transparent with you guys as possible about like what is happening, what does this mean? Because it is kind of overwhelming news, and especially like looking over at your read through there. Like,
I had to read it a couple times.
Yeah. We want to get it right.
I think we got it right.
We got it right. We'll find out, I guess, in the comments. But hit us with an upvote if you're on the Reddit. Shout to the Reddit. We have our own Reddit, by the way. r/rocker. Go visit it. But anyway, appreciate you guys watching our quick little PSA about the new format of the league, what it means to make the playoffs, how do we get there. And I hope you guys stay tuned. Make sure to check out, if you want to come to the event at the Armory later this month, rockertickets.gg. Come watch some of the best matchups that you could have asked for just to start this whole thing off. It's a celebration of the league. The matches still have points that are, like I said, worth it to this whole system. And we're pretty excited about it. So we're excited to host everybody here. We're excited to see you guys. And
January 24th to the 26th at the Armory.
Yep, in Minneapolis. So we're super excited to have everyone come out, bring a coat. I'll bring some hot chocolate. We'll keep you guys warm, and we're excited to host the first event. So thanks so much again for listening to us kind of go over the rules and what we think of them, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yep. Thanks to WeWork for giving us a roof over our heads while our new office is being built.
Yeah, our new headquarters is so close to being finished, but we would not have been able to put out the amount of content that we have without our spot here at the WeWork. So shout out to the WeWork. Thank you guys.